60-year jungle food. And today, we're filming from the Le Hermitage Hotel in Rose Park. This beautiful surrounding, and the hotel is found on the Castle Road. I'm so pleased to be speaking to someone completely different, someone with a creative world. Miss Samba Yonga is with us today. She's the co-founder of the Women's History Museum. Hey, Samba.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Thanks so much for doing this.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. So many women, like different back. I've had a scientist, the climate change experts, and bankers, and
wow.
So I'm so glad to have a creative. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
So what is the Women's History Museum?
So we set up the Women's History Museum. I know it's unusual, even around the world, when we speak to people, they're like, what? What is that? We set it up as a way of restoring women's histories, indigenous knowledge that have been obscured or erased from our knowledge system. And we did that because with Mulenga, when I say we, I mean Mulenga Kapwepwe, who's everybody knows is the cultural expert. She was National Arts Council chairperson for a long time. So we've been having
two strong women.
So I'd go to these talks she would hold, and she would tell us all these stories about indigenous women and the knowledge that they hold and how we can apply it in our lives. And in my mind, I'm like, why don't we do this in our everyday life? Why don't we apply it now? I don't think there's a conflict between modern knowledge and indigenous knowledge. We can apply it at the same time. So in our conversations, as we were talking, I was like, you know, this should work. You know, let's have a museum. And we set it up just like that.
And a museum like brick and mortar, or is this a digital museum?
So it's both.
Okay.
So we set it up. We were not going to wait to put up the bricks and mortar. We said we can put it in the digital space. That's why social media exists. So we put up a Facebook and started, like, put a call out and said, anybody out there who's got information on Zambian women or African women that can help us start building a collection, please do so. Because we have to remember that we come from a place where there was a practice of knowledge, there was a practice of customs, and a lot of it has been condemned by the West and by modernism, and not written.
So as you've been speaking, I'm thinking of the famous quote, until lions learn how to write, the stories which are told will always glorify the hunter. So is that kind of why you're doing this?
That is exactly it. And I love sharing these examples of indigenous knowledge that a lot of people are like, really? Because we are always talking about feminism, and it's a Western idea of feminism. And why I say this... And I'll explain why I say this. Because we always think that the things we learn are not from us.
And yourself personally, I mean, any challenges and barriers you wish to share, and how did you overcome them?
I think the barriers for me were on two levels. It was my own confidence to get out there into the world, and then also finding a space in the world. So I